more terminology for instruments. Noise. Noises are what we invariably get due to the electronics in our instrument. So we would expect to have a flat bass line and a peak due to the analyte. Instead, we get this noisy bass line and then a peak due to the analyte. So this fine jitter then is electronic noise. We can describe that using the signal-to-noise ratio. The signal-to-noise ratio then is looking at the mean position of the bass line, going from that mean position to the top of the peak, and then looking at the size of this noise in terms of the peak-to-peak ratio, and that then will be described as the signal-to-noise ratio. Sensitivity is talking about the signal-to-noise per weight of the analyte. So in this case here, if the signal-to-noise, the size of that signal is 50, relative to the size of the noise here of 1, and if we put 10 picograms of hexafluorobenzene in and it gives us the signal, then that's referred to as the sensitivity of that instrument in terms of hexafluorobenzene. Now the lower the number, the better the sensitivity of the instrument. So this is very good sensitivity. Resolution is about when you have got two peaks on your spectrum and how big the gap is between those peaks. If you've got good resolution, then you're able to fully resolve the peaks. There'll be no overlap. So in this case here, we've got quite a broad peak, we've got a sharper peak. These two are just starting to overlap there. Okay, so that's sort of moderate resolution. Good resolution, there would be a big gap between these two. Now, so I said the UV visible spectrometer that we've got upstairs is a research grade instrument, a bit archaic, but it's got good resolution, meaning that it could resolve here to the level of 0.1 of a nanometer, for instance. That would then be good resolution. You're able to pick out peaks separated by, for instance, 0.3 nanometers.